We like to say that we're against unfair discrimination against anyone, but that isn't true. There's one group who we legally and happily treat as less than human pariahs, convicted sex offenders who've done their punishment and served their time. We go on punishing them by putting them on an odious sex offender registry that not only has the effect of branding a scarlet letter on their foreheads, but punishes their family members, neighbors, and even people they don't know by possibly affecting property values, since their homes go on the sex offender list and stay there, as they do, often for life. We don't force convicted murderers to spend the rest of their lives paying for their crime, nor do we publicly brand them as criminals. We do people who were convicted of even minor sex offenses. I've always felt that the entire concept of a public sex offender list was not only deeply wrong and unfair, but probably unconstitutional. Well, the courts are finally taking notice. Last month, as Michigan Radio Steve Carmody reported, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a North Carolina sex offender should have a chance to challenge a requirement that he wear a GPS monitoring bracelet for the rest of his life. Michigan currently has 5,000 people required to wear such monitors. What's more, we make them pay to cover the cost of monitoring them. If that sounds like something out of Stalin's Russia, it's because it is. Yesterday, however, U.S. District Judge Robert Cleland struck down major portions of Michigan's sex offender law itself as unconstitutional. Portions struck down include a requirement that the former offenders stay 1,000 feet away from any school without any guidance as to where the boundaries actually are. The judge also struck down requirements that offenders who've done their time report their email and instant messaging addresses and notify authorities of, quote, all telephone numbers routinely used by the individual. That sounds like something out of George Orwell's 1984. Michigan has more than 41,000 people in the sex offender registry. They do include people who've sexually abused children, who have engaged in violent sexual crimes. I have no problem with the police knowing who these people are, or their being required to be in some kind of a lifetime treatment and monitoring program, if that was part of their sentence or the terms of their parole. But a public list is an invitation to vigilante justice. And our sex offender list also includes people who had sex with a willing underage person who they've since married and had children with. It includes the home of a friend of mine whose son never touched anyone, but who was convicted of possessing child pornography years ago, served his time, and lives with his parents because, surprise, surprise, he's having a hard time getting a job. After all, he and his family home are on that list for all to see. The Michigan ACLU, defenders of the Constitution always, deserve our thanks for filing the lawsuit that led to this decision. Justice needs to be fair and punishment measured and in proportion. Hopefully, this ruling will remind us of that.